Good.
We want to bring in Mark Walsh, who's a freelancer for Fox. You live just a few blocks away and witnessed.
Dude, I live on the 43rd floor of a building, which is 5 blocks from the World Trade Center itself. I witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end.
People talk about how it looked like a movie. I know when I came walking down here early this morning and saw both towers on fire and people on every street corner, it was like a movie, but you watched the planes hit the towers.
I was watching with my roommate. It was approximately several minutes after the first plane had hit. I saw this plane come out of nowhere and just ream right into the side of the Twin Tower, exploding through the other side. And then I witnessed both towers collapse, one first and then the second, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too
Bobby
intense.
Parker, I assume he's going to come out to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there, and they're getting ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in.
So my name is Robbie Parker.
Hello. This is Rose Nyland. What?
That was pretty
I'm
short.
One of the winners of the Publisher's Clearinghouse. Ed McMahon wants to see me right away.
Who is this ghastly man?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. And you must be the Monopoly guy.
It has to be. It is Photoshopped, but it's has to be. It is Photoshopped, but it's has
until
to
I
be.
Found this photo from Grandmere State Park. This is from Joshua Nowicki. And what you're seeing here is a mirage. We typically would not be able to see this from the Lake Michigan shore.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I'm here solo today. So what I'm going to do today is I have a little Mandela Effect show today, and I'm going to start off on the light side to bring some, because I know there's going to be some new people that might see the title of the show or whatever, and are going to get brought in and want to know what it's all about. So what we're going to do right away is we're going to start out with Mr. Rogers. And, you know, I know a lot of you know this, but there's a reason I'm going this route, and it gets a little deeper due to current events. I want to talk about Mr. Rogers and talk about the Mr. Rogers Mandela effect real quick. And the tie-in to Tom Hanks, obviously, is Tom Hanks is playing Mr. Rogers in the movie that's upcoming. So for those that don't know or those that don't know really know what the Mandela effect is, so what it is something that you remember that you even have evidence for, okay, and everybody remembers all one way, now has never existed. And we're supposed to believe that we're all just misremembering these things, which is crazy to all be misremembering the same thing, but all remembering it the exact same way, be it word for word, detail for detail. It's absolutely ridiculous. But when you go back and you look in history, things are the way they've always been. There never was this change. But one thing that you guys know, and I know everybody out there, you know, you might be thinking this is weird stuff, but just listen to me. We're going to do a little sing-along real quick. You guys all remember Mr. Rogers, right? At least if you're my age, maybe I'm about 41. So if you're like 30 years older, I would say you definitely remember Mr. Rogers. And the theme song. Everybody knows the theme song. You probably don't go too long in your life without hearing somebody sing it. I hear people singing at work all the time. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Right? Well, that's the problem. You see, that song has never said it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, but you're all sure of it. I know. Try and sing it, and that's what's going to come out of your mouth. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. That's what the song's title was. We all know that. Okay? Now, if you go and look and you look at, there's been people that have given Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, awards and stuff for, you know, the children's television and doing a good thing or whatever. All types of speeches where they've quoted him. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood when, you know, Fred Rogers is around. I think he might have even had a book titled that. I forgot to double check because this is an old Mandela effect, this change. And you guys are saying, so what? Well, go back and watch Mr. Rogers now. And when he comes out to do his intro, he'll be singing, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, like as in his own neighborhood, not everybody else's as well. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and it's so wrong. But see, the thing here is, well, you might say, oh, well, they just changed it. No, because you can go back as far as you want, and it's always been changed. And then people automatically say, oh, well, they're just fucking with you with things online. You can't Google things, or it's a download. They remastered it, reissued it. No, if you own this, like say you have the VHS sitting around from when we used to record stuff on the VCR, go pop in your tape. I don't care what season, what episode. He's going to say it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. So your own copies have changed. Okay, they have changed. Now you can say, oh, you Mandela effect people are crazy. Why don't you just go and try and disprove it? I mean, just go and check my claims and find a copy of it. And we're going to get into a few other more common ones later, but I want to evolve this conversation a little bit. So stick around, okay? But just remember, if you go check your own Mr. Rogers, it's going to say a beautiful day in this neighborhood. And people say, oh, so you might say, maybe I was just wrong. Maybe I was just misremembering and it was always this neighborhood. But then you go and there's all these different parodies on different shows, like that Daniel the Tiger children's show. One I'm going to show right now, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, which was a Saturday Night Live skit with Eddie Murphy. And he's coming out and doing a parody of Mr. Rogers, except he's like, you know, the black man in the ghetto parody of Mr. Rogers. The song, though, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. He comes right out and sings it. All these shows do. And it's never this. It's always the. That's how we all remember it. So are we all crazy? Are these shows all mistaken with their staffs of people, legal teams that would probably have to look into copyright issues and whatnot when using a song or whatever? I don't know how all that works, but there'd be all types of people involved, all different filters that this would go through. And we're all just mistaken, and it's always been this. So here's the kicker, right? Mr. Rogers is being played by Tom Hanks. And we're going to get really deep into Tom Hanks this show. But Mr. Rogers is being played by Tom Hanks in the upcoming Mr. Rogers movie. Let me get to that in one second. I'm going to show you the Eddie Murphy. I'll show you the Eddie Murphy clip after. Let's get right into it. So let me give you a little screen share. Okay? Now I'm going to show you. This is going to blow your mind. Watch this. So I'll share my screen. Let me go here. Here, Tom Hanks, Mr. Rogers movie now has a name. December 28th. This is what, 3 days ago? Okay. I was going to do a show as soon as I read it, but I wanted to get this stuff together. The Tom Hanks show, Mr. Rogers movie now has a name. What do you guys think the name is? The upcoming film with beloved television host Fred Rogers, with Tom Hanks in the starring role, now has a name. Sony Pictures announced on Thursday the movie will be called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood after the popular theme song for Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Just like we all remember, so they're literally going to come out and name the title of the movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, just like we all remember. But we're all crazy, right? And the movie studio that got the license to put the movie out is crazy. And Tom Hanks and all these people, we're all just misremembering. It's always been this. So here they provide the clip because look at Sony Pictures announced on Thursday the movie will be called A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood after the popular theme song. And here's the video provided, okay? Listen to what he says.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's changed. But the movie is titled after the song, it says. And the song doesn't say the anymore. But we're just crazy. And everybody that's reporting on this, they don't even pick up on this. Like, it's really crazy, right? Insanity. What do you guys think about that? I don't know. I can't see the chat right now. But let me take my screen share off. I'll play it again, too, so you guys can hear it. Hang on. Probably gonna get a copyright. I shouldn't have played such a long clip. I should have had it ready, but whatever.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
A beautiful day in this neighborhood. It's changed. And now let's listen to the Eddie Murphy just one of the many, many parodies of it. I wish I would have saved some others. Listen to what he says. He says the, just like we remembered, just like Mr. Rogers is titled, the new movie.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for... It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day...
So also, let's note the entire Saturday Night Live crew, staff, writers, everybody, all also has the same bad memory as us, all misremembering the exact same word and placing it in the exact same spot in this and associating it with Mr. Rogers. That's what you're led to believe in, that nothing crazy is happening here. Your reality is being changed around you. Now, people that listen to the show all the time, you guys already know most of the stuff, but the new Mr. Rogers... the title of the movie might be new to you because I know it's a new thing. So I want to know what you guys think about that, okay? And I know I have a hard time watching the chat, especially when I'm talking by myself. So excuse me if I'm not addressing you guys and I only do it periodically. But I think that that's really crazy. So as much as it pissed me off at first, we can use this as, I mean, this is like slam dunk residue. Let's add this to, this makes Mr. Rogers' theme song move way up into my top 10. Because this right here, naming the movie, this is just like with Snow White. And if you're new to the show, hear me out here, right? With Snow White, as a lot of people in the Mandela Effect, as everybody in the Mandela Effect community already knows, not Snow White, but in Snow White, the witch or whatever the lady is there, you know, she would say, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" Now, if you put it in, and I'm talking about your 1960s version, whatever you got, okay, it's going to say Magic Mirror on the wall. You don't got to go buy a new one. You don't got to download it. You don't got to watch it on YouTube. You can take it off your shelf where it's always said Mirror, Mirror. And now the whole thing's changed. It says Magic Mirror on the wall. And it also, the end of it changed. It says, who's the fairest one of all instead of fairest of them all. So it's changed the whole thing, okay? The whole thing's changed while you own it. On top of that, they did much like Mr. Rogers. They came out with a motion picture, but they used real actors instead of cartoons because it's a Disney cartoon. So they use real actors and actresses, right? You know what they named the title of the Snow White motion picture? They named it Mirror, Mirror. But we're all supposed to be fucking crazy, right? It was never Mirror, Mirror. You guys, just crazy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and they just named it Mirror, Mirror, just like It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Let me take a sip of my coffee here. Oh, boy, I just hit a button and closed all my windows up. I just minimized them. You guys are still here, right? Everybody hears me? All right, so let's get deeper into Tom Hanks now. Now that we brought everybody kind of up to speed, right? Tom Hanks also, I'm going to talk about his ties to the Mandela Effect and more, right? So also one eerie thing, which isn't necessarily tied to any conspiracy. It could be anything. It is a little odd. Very early on the set of this Mr. Rogers film that he's making, okay? So you got the Mr. Rogers theme. That's Mandela affected already, huge one. And then you got Tom Hanks, who's involved in a ton of Mandela effects, which we're going to list off and go through. You have a sound engineer that dies on the set filming Mr. Rogers. This happened a couple months ago, okay? I don't know if you guys have picked up on that. Then you also have the Tom Hanks movies like Forrest Gump, which, you know, to many people is one of the absolute tip-top Mandela effects. Life is like a box of chocolates, now being life was like a box of chocolates, and he never said life is like a box of chocolates, even though he's done skits elsewhere where he's remembered it that way, much like Sally Fields reciting her own speech the wrong way, and we're going to touch on her as well. She's tied into all this with him in many ways. They seem to almost be, I don't want to say partners in crime, but something's fishy is going on here with these two. And that quote is actually Sally Fields. So she's involved in that Mandela effect as well, because the life is like a box of chocolates. She plays Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump's mother in the movie. He's quoting her. Okay. You also have pictures of them popping up at CERN, which we're going to get into. We're going to get a little deeper into. And I know some of you guys know most of those connections. There are some other ones though, that I think a lot of people might've missed. Then there's also NASA connections. Now, there's the obvious NASA connection where you know, he filmed Apollo 13. So if you know anything about NASA, you should know NASA is a complete fraud. Apollo 13 is just propaganda being pushed through the media upon everybody here to reinforce the NASA bullshit. Okay. I think that's as far as his ties with NASA go. I don't think they're involved in the Mandela effect or anything like that. They could be, though. I mean, I just don't have anything to link them to it like that, but he's definitely got the tie to them. But then with the Apollo 13, this is the huge Mandela effect, one of the biggest ones of all time for several reasons. And this is him again. This is coming out of Tom Hanks' mouth again, okay? So in Apollo 13, I mean, we all know, at least if you're American, one of the biggest sayings ever in the history of the United States is, Houston, we have a problem, okay? Now, whatever you think of the moon missions, and hopefully you don't believe in that crap, but whatever you think of the moon missions, okay, you know the quote, Houston, we have a problem. I mean, it goes down as one of the most historical quotes ever. It's got to be top five, if not top three, if not top one, right? It changed, but then it changed back. And there's only been a few that do that. Not, it's increasing a little more now. In the beginning, there were really only a few, like Flintstones and Apollo 13. And Apollo 13 changed to Houston, we've had a problem. I watched it change. Many others watched it change. And when it changed to past tense, Houston, we've had a problem, it changed in the NASA archive, so in their audio and whatnot, and it also changed in the Apollo 13 motion picture with Tom Hanks. It changed to past tense. So then we're all over there talking about it for about 2 months, and then it changed back. So it's almost one of those ones that's impossible to explain to somebody that doubts the Mandela effect. How would you ever explain that one to them? And there's only a few that do that, but that's a big one, and he's tied in with that. And then I'm going to show you scene from the Da Vinci Code, again with Tom Hanks. Before I do that, I'm going to show you a little image, okay? So the Last Supper is something that people in the Mandela Effect community talk about very, very often, the image, the picture of the Last Supper, because the picture has changed, okay? You used to be able to see through here and see the legs, but also the main thing is there is no chalice on the table anymore, and many, 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 many people remember it, okay? Dare I say, millions of people remember it. So Tom Hanks goes in the movie Da Vinci Code, and you just got to watch this scene. Not only are they talking about it, they literally put it out there like it's a Mandela effect, and it is a Mandela effect to us. That is a Mandela effect, okay? And they literally put tell this girl to close her eyes, describe what's on the table, and I guess she's some sort of historian or whatever. I'm not really that familiar with the movie, so correct me if I'm wrong. But then she starts saying what's supposedly at the table, and when she says the chalice, he says, open your eyes. There's never been one there. Oh, well, that's weird, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. Watch this.
Just recognize the Last Supper, the great fresco by Leonardo da Vinci. My dear, if you would close your eyes.
Please save us the parlor tricks.
You asked for my help, I recall. Allow no man his indulgences.
Watch this.
Now, mademoiselle, where is Jesus sitting?
In the middle.
Good. He and his disciples are breaking bread. And what drink?
Wine. He drank wine.
He did. And one final question. How many wine glasses are there on the table?
One. The Holy Grail.
Open your eyes. No single cup. No chalice. Well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Considering both the Bible and standard Grail legends celebrate this moment as the definitive arrival of the Holy Grail.
Isn't that crazy? So you're telling me he has all these Mandela-affected movies, and then this one. I'm not saying that that's a Mandela effect in the movie, but it's representing a well-known Mandela effect, and it's in his movie. And the guy is not – it's not even like they just represented the Mandela effect. Like he asked the woman the questions like the way that we would pose questions to people when showing them a Mandela effect. That's exactly how we would do it. And you'd be like, look, it's never been that. I think that that's crazy. And then Tom Hanks is even more involved in this. This gets even worse, dude. This gets even worse. So check this out, right? So let me just see my notes because I had a few things written down here. Okay, so this was from the movie Da Vinci Code, okay? Now, this goes back before Da Vinci Code. Before Da Vinci Code, he made a movie called Angels and Demons. Okay, now I want to show you something real quick. Share my screen again. This. Is Tom Hanks at CERN. No, you guys all know I don't believe CERN is what's causing the Mandela effect, so that's not where I'm going with this. I'm going to tell you what I believe, why I believe they would be in photo ops like this and whatnot, but the connections are there. So, and if that is what you believe, that's good too. We might believe different, but this might be lead you towards some more truth on your side or some more truth on my side. So however you want to use this, we're going to use it. But not only was he at CERN for a picture, do you know why he took that photo up? He took that photo up because when he filmed the movie Angels and Demons, they filmed a big part of it at CERN. They filmed it at CERN, okay? And then it gets even better than that, okay? They filmed it at CERN. Now, I haven't seen Angels and Demons, so you guys, you know, correct me on the plot or whatever. But from what I read, the plot was he saves the Vatican using some antimatter from CERN. Like, it's the biggest absolute scientism propaganda fucking push that I've ever heard of, right? And he filmed it at CERN, which I think is absolutely fucking nuts, right? So it gets worse than that. Not only did he film it at CERN, right? Wait till I show you what articles I have to show you. Look at this. Not only is he in a photo up there. Look what I found. Tom Hanks to switch on the repaired Large Hadron Collider. If you guys Google Tom Hanks switch on CERN, in 2009, it was announced that he was going to have the honor of turning on fucking CERN when they fucking turned it back up. Personally. Now, I found this after, and this is old. This has been out there. A lot of you guys might already know this, but I stumbled across this part of it after I'd already decided I was going to do this show. I had already decided I was going to do a show on Tom Hanks, his link to the Mandela Effect and CERN. And then I found out that he was actually nominated to fucking turn it back on. I can't find any solid information yet, but I just found this late last night. I can't find any solid information yet on if he actually turned it back on. It just keeps bringing me back to when he was announced to do it. But if you look to who was announced to do it, it's like he's the only candidate too. It's not even like, you know, he was up for it or whatever. In 2009, he was set to turn it back on when it was repaired. Isn't that crazy, dude? Absolutely crazy. He was set to turn CERN back on. Let me stop my screen share. I need a breath. Hold on. I want to look at the chat for a second, guys. All right, I want to see what you guys think about this. So, I'm going to address the chat real quick, guys. All right. I'm going to scroll back a few minutes. So, and I know I don't usually do the chat thing. I think for this show, it's a good idea. Now we got everybody in. I want to know what you guys think about this. So, let me scroll back. Let me just first say what's up to everybody. Miss Ali, Thirst for Truth. If I miss anybody, I'm sorry. I'm trying. Derek, Dominic, Zombie Robots, Ray Roswell, what's up, dude? Jeff, what's up, buddy? Good to see you, man. Barris, what's up? Through the Mandela Looking Glass, good to see you here. Thank you for coming. Hey, you. What's up, hey, you? All right, yeah, Sybil Shepherd. We've talked about that. We can bring that back up too, Derek. I've talked about that. Let's start right about here. Yeah, I tried to find Angels and Demons to watch it last night when I found all this out. And I couldn't get the stream working at my house or whatever, but I definitely want to see it. So what I was saying is, do I think Tom knows? Yeah, I think Tom definitely knows. Okay, and there's a few people that I think know. I think Tom knows. I think Sally Fields knows. I can't even say her name. I can't even say it without the S. It just doesn't come off my tongue. Did you hear that? I think Sally Fields knows. I think Tom knows. I think Anthony Daniels knows. And I think Sinbad knows. And I'm sure there's probably more, but I don't think there's tons of people. Like, there doesn't need to be. I definitely think that those people know. Do I think everybody whose name changes and whatnot knows? No, I think they're oblivious to it. But I think Tom knows. Why are they in there with photo ops at CERN and this and that? Dude, Tom was nominated to flip the switch on the thing. Okay, and like I said, I don't believe that's what's causing the Mandela effect, but I know a lot of people do, and if you do, cool. I believe opposite. That's cool, man. We're on the same side here, and this is great evidence for you then, you know, like to tie him to the Mandela effect. I'm tying him to him for other reasons, and I'm going to present this too, no matter whose side of the case it helps. You know, let's share everything. And I definitely think Tom's involved. So the plots of his movies, and then there's another one too I need to address. So listen to this. Let's go back and reflect for a minute. So you got the Angels and Demons, right? Which is about the and then you got the Da Vinci Code. The Angels and Demons, it has CERN and the Vatican is the whole plot. He's saving CERN with help, saving the Vatican with help from CERN. Okay. Like, really? And then you have the Da Vinci Code, right? And then after that, I found it interesting because I didn't know about this movie. It just came up in Google when I was looking. 2016, the movie Inferno, again. Vatican ties with Tom Hanks. They prevent a terror attack against the Vatican during one of the significant events within the church. I haven't seen Inferno. Don't know if you guys have. So, you know, I don't know other than what the summary told me. But that's two movies now where he's protecting the Vatican. And then he's saving one of them. He's saving it with CERN. He's got pictures at CERN. And then why are they going to, again, They have these claims out there like CERN is this big, huge thing, like so powerful they're going to recreate the Big Bang, they say. Like, that's just totally trying to play God. They say they found the God particle. You know who found the God particle, they say? Sally Field's brother. Him and his team of scientists, he was part of that team. Sally Field's brother, who I'll show you the picture of her in front of CERN in a minute, but you know I have it. It's there. I'll show you in a minute. Sally Field's and her brother. Her brother is a CERN scientist, supposedly found the God particle. And then they're going to have Tom Hanks. This is just like with the space tourism with NASA and Richard Branson and all this. They're going to take people up in a space plane into the outer space and shit. Dude, you're not going to take somebody unqualified to do something like that. If you have a fucking machine that's going to be able to recreate the Big Bang, are you going to let some fucking actor touch the switch and flip it on? Even if it's just an on-off switch and you want to turn it on and it's off, are you going to let anybody even near that thing? Of course you're not. Of course you're not. Here's my theory on it. I've always thought that CERN is a scientific hoax. Just like NASA, okay? They're funneling money. I don't know how much. I don't know. I'm not going to compare it to NASA dollar to dollar. I don't know how that works. I don't know how it comes out of people's taxes or any of that, right? I'm sure there's a huge money scam behind it. But I don't believe the science behind it at all. I think we have already gotten in trouble giving science way too much credit than they deserve on anything. Yes, I know that they did these big satanic rituals out in front of the guarded tunnel when they opened it. I know. I watched the whole thing. I watched at least an hour of it, right? It's totally satanic ritual. That doesn't mean the science is real. We can watch NASA do satanic shit in our face. That doesn't mean they're going out of space, okay? I think the same thing there. And I also relate CERN to Antarctica. And let me tell you what I mean. These celebrities that are supposedly going to CERN, and just like the Pope, John Kerry, Buzz Aldrin, these other people who are popping up in the media for being down in Antarctica for whatever reason, you know, they want you to believe that, in my opinion, they want you to believe that they're down there for some secret fucking type of mission or something because it's Antarctica, right? And in reality, you should be looking the other way towards the North Pole, okay? But they want you looking south. If they really were doing a secret fucking meeting or anything like that, right? Especially with somebody with security like the Pope. Are you going to hear about it in the media? No, they're going to be totally secured. You're not going to hear about it. They want you to hear about it. I feel that, again, CERN, as I believe science, wants to try and play God. They want to try to minimalize anything supernatural and have a scientific rationale behind it. Okay, so the collective consciousness is something that they are fucking terrified of, okay? And they want you to blame CERN for it. They want you to give CERN credit for the Mandela effect so they can think it's man-made. They don't want you to realize the power of our mind, the power of our consciousness all collecting with each other. It's their biggest fear, okay? So what they do is the same thing. They have these photo ops. Tom Hanks and Sally Field taking pictures outside CERN is no different than Buzz Aldrin, John Kerry, and the Pope in Antarctica to me. And then, boom, it helps people that believe that it's CERN validate their, this. I just believe if it was something nefarious, they're not going to be just pictured out there in the public. I also believe, like, the guy that you talk about, the old man that held the bomb sign and the Mandela sign up in the CERN in that old video. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. Come on, man. I just feel that's disinformation propaganda, man. This is just like 9/11 documentaries that came out all pushing airplanes crashing into the tower still, but the government was behind it. I don't know, man. I just have a bullshit radar that just picks up on shit like that. I think that that's bullshit. But again, we're on the same team. If you're looking at the Mandela effect, I'm looking at it. It don't matter if you think it's God. I think it's our consciousness. This person thinks it's CERN. This person thinks it's Satan. We're all friends. We're all experiencing this together. So we're all on the same team here. We're the good guys. You know what I mean? We're the good guys. Let me address the chat again real quick, all right? I got to slow down for a second. I'm by myself today, so I'm just like boom, 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 boom. All right, let's see. Okay. Made a video about Mr. Rogers yesterday, the Mandela looking glass, and find myself clicking this random video and speaking about the same thing through the Mandela glass. Did you see the news article already before the show? Is that what you made the video on? Did you make the video on the fact that they named the movie It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood exactly as we all remember? I mean, it's ridiculous. And I'm going to try and catch up with the chat a little bit, guys. So let's see. I never liked Hollywood shit, Dominic. Jim Jones, yeah, I agree. The world is absolutely not close to what we're taught. They teach us the complete opposite of everything, Jim. From what reality is, to the shape of the earth we live on, to outer space, to history, to math, science, everything across the fucking board is absolutely opposite, okay? You don't even have to agree with me on all the topics and what I believe. Again, you guys don't got to believe what I got to believe, what I believe, but you got to know what they're telling you is absolute fucking horseshit. You know what I mean? Through the looking glass, is Sally Field a different version of Sally Fields? Absolutely. And that's one of the bigger Mandela effects. Oh, you already know of the change, man. And you're asking me if that's like a totally different, like, inserted person into reality. I don't think so. I think it's the same person. I think that, you know, we can go so many different directions where how that goes, man, if you want to talk about people being inserted and whatnot. I know a lot of people out there think that there's NPCs. Like non-player characters. I always was against that. But do you guys remember a few weeks ago we showed the pictures of the NBA players that were like frozen? Like frozen. There was Shaq. There was Jalen Rose, was it? No, he was talking about the moon landing. I forget. But there were a few of them and they just completely froze. It makes me wonder sometimes if something like that is going on, you know? Again, I don't think we're in a simulation or anything like that. But sure, things could be inserted into reality that aren't real. I mean, it happens all the time. Look what you see on the news. Look at 9/11. They insert planes that aren't real and everybody believes it. You know what I mean? It's absolutely crazy. Speaking of that, they banned another 9/11 video of mine if anybody didn't catch it. I did talk about it a couple days ago, but it's fucking ridiculous, man. Let's see. These guys need to be questioned. We need to ask. Through the Mandela looking glass, have you seen the Brandon Urey 2-minute clip on his song changing on the Mandela effect? He was confronted. He's part of the band Panic at the Disco, which I wasn't familiar with until I heard about this Mandela effect. And people on Twitter went at him and said, hey, why do you sing the lyrics of your song wrong? You know, why is it wrong? Like, why is it this, you know? And he literally said, oh, it must be like a Berenstain thing, like a Mandela effect. He literally came out and said that. And who was the other one? There was one more. There was one more, and I'm forgetting it. But it's somebody I'm going to get to today. It's in my notes somewhere. But, yeah. Regal sucks. All right, you guys talking about Regal. Yep. Steven Seagal. Yep. Yep. Mandela Looking Glass talks about Steven Seagal is now Steven Seagal with an A, second A, you know, an A after the E. That's a big one. That's a good one. That's what I love about these ones, Looking Glass. When you go on like Facebook or whatever, just like the Morpheus. The Morpheus What If I Told You one is one of my favorites. And let's talk about this too, because he's affected with several Mandela effects himself, Lawrence Fishburne. I remember Lawrence Fishburne, like Lawrence, like L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, but it's L-A-U. But the bigger one, you know, one that everybody would remember is The Matrix, you know, because there's all these memes on Facebook from the famous scene in The Matrix where he says, what if I told you? And then everybody fills it in with whatever they want on the meme. You know, like where he tells Neo everything he's ever learned was a lie. I forget the exact second part of that phrase. What if I told you everything you ever learned was a lie type of thing. And then that's never happened now. But that is like the most popular meme on Facebook. Like it literally, the picture of Morpheus and it says, what if I told you across the screen? And then people fill it in with all sorts of shit, right? Whatever topic they're looking into, whatever they want to get your attention with. So if the Mandela effect isn't real, how are all these people making up a quote for a movie that never existed, all correlating it with the correct image of the scene in the movie where he said it and making memes about it, and everybody gets the joke? But then you go, and that scene's never happened in The Matrix. And when you say, oh, maybe, you know, you got a new version, DVD release, Blu-ray, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 Netflix, blah, 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 Pirate Bay, blah, 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 Comcast, blah, blah, On Demand, blah, blah, blah. No, take your own copy. And I know a lot of you motherfuckers got The Matrix, okay? It's one of the most talked about movies, if not the most, that and They Live amongst the truth communities, okay? You have The Matrix, most of you. Put it in, find that clip, and then just put a video up and shut us up about it, you know? And if, you know, or at least say, wow, I got this most amazing residue because nobody else in the world has it. You know what I mean? Put it up. Show us how we're all crazy. We're not crazy. Let's see. Checking the chat. I'm almost done the chat, guys. They are messing with the design of creation, Dominic said. Yes, Dominic. I believe all of this, whether you want to talk about, and I know people hate that I talk about different topics. Oh, you're here for the Mandela effect. I'm going to mention something else. Deal with it. And then we're going to move on. All right. You should expand your horizons. All right. They're messing with the design of creation. They're hiding creation. Yes, they're messing with the design of it. And their biggest thing is to absolutely hide creation. Hide the fact that you're important. And this goes across the board for all the different sciences, scientism, CERN, NASA. That's what these agencies do. They, anything, if you listen to them speak in public, you know, they always bash God. And I'm not religious, but I believe something created us, someone or something. But they, it doesn't matter if I believe that or not. Even if I thought, boom, we would in the dirt later and we were gone, right? Which I don't believe. But even if I thought that, I would still see the clear agenda of these people. Why do they keep coming out and talking about God in a negative way? Like, who does that? Like, why are they doing that? Why is it always science attacking God? And like, it's really a weird thing. But then when you look into it, everything they tell you, like with the stars and the planets billions of miles and all this nonsense and random speck and the Big Bang and all this, it's all horseshit. It's all to make you feel insignificant and take you away from creation. It really is, you know? Let me catch back up with the chat. Oh, yeah, Paul, beat it. Get out of here. Dominic, they close in a true satanic. They invert everything. Okay, I got a question. I think this is going to be split. I want to ask you guys, right? I think the Mandela effect is caused primarily by our collective consciousness. And I know that's a big blanket statement sometimes, but I'll specify what I mean more. I think we're in the period of the Great Awakening. This is the apocalypse that was predicted. As you guys probably know, apocalypse isn't what they tried to portray. It was actually just the Great Awakening. That's why they made all these films with people to make people's idea of an apocalypse, end of the world scenario. Then if you ever, what would happen if you went and researched the word apocalypse? If you weren't a deep researcher, you were just the regular guy out there that's going to Google something, right? You're going to see all this end of the world scenario, but in reality, they were trying to hide the uprising of our collective consciousness. They were trying to cover it up that it was happening, okay? because the apocalypse is not an end of the world scenario. So we're in the midst of this apocalypse. We're feeding off each other. It's increasing, 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 increasing. That's the main thing. I also believe, but I believe that solidly. I believe another thing, I'm not sure, but I think it could also be a sign from the creator to let us know that he, she, it, whatever the creator is to you, he, she, it still exists, because for whatever reason, the creator can't directly contact us. So then, if you are on board with me as far as that goes, there's two options. A lot of people think the Bible's being attacked. What if it's the creator changing the Bible in drastic ways to get your attention? Because, and no offense to anybody's religion, it could be Christian, Muslim, whatever, people that are staunch in their Bible, their Quran, whatever, they're often very hard to convince of the Mandela effect, because they will tell you straight out, oh, the word of God cannot change. And it's like, well, whether it's the word of your God, my God, no God, or men who rewrote it, whatever you want to believe, the word has changed. So it's very hard. So I feel if they keep changing so many of them, not, I don't mean they, I mean he, it, whatever. If the creator kept changing so many of the words in key places, like the lion and the lamb, things like this, things that people are going to notice, maybe people will see that something supernatural does exist out there. Don't believe science. You're not just dead in the ground when you're dead. Okay, we're all energy. We're all spirits. We're all going to move on to something else. Looking over at the chat real quick. Through the Mandela effect said, is the Mandela effect happening in other countries too? Yes, but nowhere near as much. And we talk about this a lot. I ask a lot of people this. It's a good question. I ask a lot of people if this is happening in other countries. And it is. I would say not, the United States is like 90% of them. I mean, really, especially with the products and brands. We do have a lot of really good Mandela effect researchers in Canada. You guys have seen a couple of them on my show, actually. Okay. A lot of good researchers in Canada. And they have brought up a lot of the product changes that are specific to Canada. They do have some. The UK has some. Paul, who does this show with me a lot, if you guys don't know, he's from the UK. I'm always trying to find UK ones to show him. There's only been a few so far, but the Dib Dab snacks have changed. And if you guys remember the Blue Ribbon snacks in the UK, those are now Blue Rye Band. And I'm sure there's more. I don't know them well. People have found. Also, it started with the Bibles. The Bible started that they would all change in the King James. Okay. And it was just the King James for a while. But that's good, because many of the people in the communities I'm in, they use the King James, so you could tell them, hey, in your King James, open this up and it'll not be there, you know? And then it started to spread. So now they're more spread out. They seem to come in waves. They seem to hit the King James first, and then they spread out. I have talked to people in other countries that have Bibles. Some of them have changed. Some haven't. Like, we interviewed Stasha, who actually wrote a book on the Mandela effect, Stasha Erickson. I think it was her that said it, right? That she had Norway ones that didn't change. We also talked to somebody in Germany that had some that did change. So it goes around. It's really crazy. Really, really crazy. I don't believe that CERN can do any of that Looking Glass. I don't. I believe they want to take credit for that. I even take it another step too. And this is speculation on top of speculation, right? But I'm going to say it, because let's throw it out there. Maybe some of you guys are thinking this. What if CERN, besides just being I think it's a hoax and it's funneling money and all this, but besides just being that, what if it actually is using money for something besides lining people's pockets? And that's a big part of it too. But what if they're using, it's actually a cover for some sort of other type of thing, like a frequency weapon or something. I think they could be doing something like that to disrupt our collective consciousness, and I think they are doing that. I think that's what they're doing with the chemtrails. I think the chemtrails are not there to poison us. I never thought that. I think that they're there to mask things in the sky, lay a projective surface to project on. And I also think, and I have thought this for several months now, that one of their main agendas is to impede our collective consciousness with the metals and the chemicals and whatnot, whatever they're spraying. Then it gets deeper because there's also what I've noticed now, and I can't say what I've noticed. Many people have noticed before me. I'm just kind of catching up on some of their stuff. These hologram planes, and you know, and these are ones that are not spraying all the chemtrails, but a good portion of chemtrails are being sprayed by these. And then when you observe the planes, there's all sorts of issues with them, which makes me think maybe CERN or a HAARP, which might be more plausible, you know, due to them being above ground and whatnot, of course, you know. So maybe something like a HAARP or something is sending these frequency. That's why we see these, you know, the clouds with all the ripples in them. I wonder if that's some sort of frequency that's being rippled through there. And then I also wonder, okay, well, if the plane is a hologram, and I know I'm going in a million different directions here, but whatever. If the plane is a hologram, how is it leaving a physical trail? Well, maybe it's not leaving the trail, but the trail is real. Maybe the trail is caused by something else, like a frequency thing. So say it's going to – they know it's going to make a known ripple effect in some sort of direction. They cover it with a fucking – you know, an image of a plane. So then it just looks like this other conspiracy that's actually just a rabbit trail to what they're really doing. Because if they were really poisoning you – not saying that it's good for you or they care about you, but if they were really to poison you, would Alex Jones be telling you about that on day one? Absolutely not. Absolutely not, guys. All right, you know what we're going to do? I need to take a breath. I need a break, so we're going to take 5 minutes, all right, guys? And then we're going to come right back. So you're listening to Dose of Reality with Brian Stavely. I'll be right back, and just stay tuned. Just going to play a quick song, guys, all right? Thank you.
Mama didn't tell me that the world is unreal. Imaginary story, lies and unreal. The truth, the lies and the truth and fairy tale is not the red prince of Wales. I never get told what is real and true. That's why I put truth out of the blue. Never really did. No one really cares what our heart made hurt. Nothing in that world really exists. We merely burst reality and twist. When the vision and the veil might have told us that the world is a small. So many things, the earth is the earth. Only what the lies get told in this world. No one really sees, no one really cares when our heart gets hurt. The world is a lie. Yeah.
Merci beaucoup. Merci.
Where things are changing, history is in the making. We stand up, our guns are blazing. No more sleeping, no obeying. They live, and it's time to know that. I woke up and I won't go back. Fuck the elite, don't cut them no slack. Get them at the roots and they won't grow back. And I won't miss them. For way too long, we've been a victim. Now we're glitches in the system, clawing our way up just to get some. Look at how they treat us. Programmed since you were a fetus. I see reptiles, I see demons sucking on some baby penis. Welcome to the Matrix. This is the base of your enslavement. Most people just don't want to face it. They'd rather be taxed and stay complacent. Not me, not ODD. Wait till the CIA gets a load of me. No Agent Smith controlling me. But for me, that's the way that it's supposed to be.
I'm watching.
You gotta use your eyes all the time, because the one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. You could come with me and you will find that you are the master of the construct of your own mind. All the walls within you, never press pause, don't stop, continue. Just look at the mess that we got us into. Now it's time to fix it, otherwise we're mental. We stand our ground, you dive right in. We're natural, look, it's machine, we're factual. You're stuttering inside of pillars crumbling.
And I will even say this, such an impression isn't true, but if John has time points, a variable was changed, reprogrammed as it were, and then because of this, an alternative world branched off.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. All right, let's see. Real quick before I get going, I'm going to catch up with the chat again. I hope you guys don't mind. I don't usually go back and forth with the chat so much, but I feel it's a good idea right now. We get so many people, and a lot of people seem interested in this topic, so it helps me take a breath. So let's see. Wow, there's so much in the chat here. I'm going to just kind of skim through. Don't take any offense, guys, if I miss anybody's comment or whatever. And if it's something real important question, tag me so I see it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll try and read it. And you know what I'll do real quick? I'm going to open the phones right now. So give me 1 second. I'm just going to open the Hangout window. Oh, we already have a call? Hang on 1 second, caller. I don't think I can answer it till I open the window. You might have to call right back. That caller get through? I don't think so. Caller, call right back. It was a caller. So you're going to have to call right back, caller, because you called like a second too early. I hadn't opened the window yet. It's weird because I'll get the notification in my toolbar. But if I don't have the browser open to Hangouts, I can't accept the call, even though I can click answer, which I did. It didn't answer. So just call right back and we'll get you right on. It's by myself. Because all my friends deserted me today. No, just kidding. I just kind of dropped it on them last minute. I knew they couldn't come on. They both had plans for New Year's Day or whatever. But we'll be back next Saturday. Gloria will be here. Paul will be here. So call back in. And right now, I am going to read down the chat a little bit. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just going to scroll way down. Okay, I know Harley said that in Egypt people are affected, not as much. Yeah, they seem not affected in other countries. Not even close. I mean, not affected, not totally not affected, but way less affected. Way less things going on. Looking Glass says CERN merged two timelines together. Yeah, I don't believe that, but a lot of people do. It's good to bring it up because a lot of people, especially when they first get into it, a lot of people believe that. And another possibility is natural consciousness, and that's what I believe. But who's to say I'm right and who's to say they're wrong? It's good to research everything. I can't stress that enough about every topic. You know, research everything, research all sides of it. If somebody truly has the truth or somebody is about the truth, like say somebody like myself is out here presenting themselves to be about the truth, well, they can't discourage you from looking into an opposing angle because that's not a real truth person. That's not a real researcher. That's somebody that has a bias and is going to stick with it and is going to look for a confirmation on their bias. That's all that is, okay? Let me try and get back to the chat. Caller, whoever called in, I didn't mean to not answer for you. I wasn't able to technically, so now the phone line is open. Call back and I'll get you on. Everybody that just joined, you're listening to Dose of Reality. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. I do shows here every Saturday. I do shows in the middle of the week now a lot, so just make sure you sub the channel and stay up with them. And we also have interviews where I interview various people in research communities. This Thursday, I'll be interviewing Simone Hill, who is in the chat right now, a longtime friend of mine. So we'll be interviewing her on her personal awakening this Thursday. I haven't set the time yet, maybe around 7 or 8 at night. Okay. let's see. I'm going to bring back up my notes. So give me 1 second. Sorry about that, guys. Let me get back in my rhythm here. Sorry about that. Okay, so we were talking about also, people that go down to Antarctica, like John Kerry, the Pope, and whatnot, right? I had mentioned that. And I believe that that's just a bunch of grandstanding. I don't believe that they're down there doing anything special. I also believe, and I know this is getting off on a different topic, but I believe that Antarctica is just a deception. And not just a deception. There is stuff to see for sure, maybe past it, but it's a distraction from the real key, the North Pole. I feel that that similar thing is what is going on with CERN. I feel the real key is our collective consciousness. I feel that CERN is a distraction from that. But that being said, we also have Sally Field, who used to be Sally Fields to me and to many others. We have pictures of her at CERN. We have her brother, like I said, who is the one who supposedly found the God particle. The God particle. Just think, you want to talk about blasphemous. I mean, come on. And then Sally Field is involved in many different Mandela effects. And the two most popular one, of course, is her name, which there is loads of residue for. Even people that have dated her, like Johnny Carson, is on his show calling her Sally Fields with an S, okay? And she also has her... do the daytime talk shows and whatnot, and they'll talk about all the celebrity gossip. They're all out there saying the speech. Anytime somebody, somebody got some recognition, oh, you like me, you really like me. You know what I mean? Just like Sally Field. And then there was a time when Sally Field herself came out. Sally Field herself came out. Why is my camera off in the video feed? Can you guys see me? Oh, I dropped out. Am I here? Tell me I'm live. Guys, am I back? Hey, John LeBron, man. Good to see you here, buddy. Guys, I'm back, right? Okay, sorry that I dropped out. I don't know what happened. I saw my screen was buffering, too, on the YouTube. So Sally Fields, her famous speech where it was always, you know, one way, everybody recited it that way. Even presidents, not to say that presidents have any credibility or anything, because of course they're not, they're just actors and all that. We all know this. But for them to get out there, it's a prominent person that's going to be on TV. Everybody recognizes the president and whatnot. And I know Barack Obama did it. I think Bill Clinton did it on different talk shows like Jimmy Kimmel and whatnot, where they go and they push their propaganda. But you like me, you really like me. And even Sally Fields quoted it herself. So she's misquoting her own famous Oscar speech, which has now changed. You know, it's just all these connections and these people that are involved in various ones, like C-3PO, Anthony Daniels, for instance. See, there's only a few people that I think that are involved in this, like as far as celebrities who were involved in maybe some of these movies that are changing and whatnot. I generally think all these things are changing without these people's involvement anyways, but a few of them are in on misdirecting people, kind of putting up the CERN smokescreen, okay? And that's what I think that people like Tom Hanks and Sally Fields are doing. I also think that the thing with the Bond guy with the sign at CERN was a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't think that that's – I think that they're trying to basically smokescreen what we're doing. And Anthony Daniels, for instance, very suspicious. Him and Sinbad are very suspicious, if you guys haven't heard why. I'll get into it real quick. So one of the earlier ones that people look at, the Mandela effects, one of the earlier ones, you know, that you first hear about is like Shazam. The first two I heard about – with Berenstain, and JFK, 4C to verse 6. And then you hear about Shazam, okay? Yeah, John, I don't know if I'm going to get into 9-11 today, but, dude, me and you can do a hangout and do a 9-11 show anytime you want, bro. Let's talk about it after the show. Maybe I'll get into it after. We'll see. I got a bunch of this to get through, and then if not, I mean, we can definitely do something where you can call in or just, you know, I'll send you a link. We'll do a hangout for sure. I haven't done a 9-11 show in so long. Speaking of 9-11, they just hit me with another, and I'm sure you go through it, John. They just banned another, not banned, because they originally banned a video that I did with Chris, James, and Justin from 2012. Like, that's what got me my guideline strike for 90 days. But they recently restricted to my 9-11 videos, so now there's no... You can't leave any comments. You can't read any comments. There's no thumbs up, no thumbs down. And they shut down all the sharing options. And when you go to the video, it says warning, graphic content, offensive to people, whatever. And you have to click accept. And if you don't click it within like 3 seconds, it just goes to the next video. Also, there's no suggested videos on the sidebar, anything. They just totally censor it. That's why I tell people all the time, make sure everybody out there, you guys know my site, therealnewsonline.com. Because everything is up there. Everything's archived going back to 2010. All the 9-11 shows, all the media fakery stuff, everything I've talked about. Hey, I appreciate that, John, man. I appreciate that. And I've heard you talk on the similar topic. I appreciate what you do too, brother. Yeah, guys, just make sure you do it now if you can. Go to therealnewsonline.com, guys, and just save it to your favorites just to have it, because eventually YouTube's going to shut my channel down. They shut down everybody. You know, I'm not saying it's especially me, but they keep hitting my 9-11 videos. Now they've hit two of them. And I went through the trouble to take all my 9-11 shows from all the way back in my archive, format, convert them, upload them all to YouTube, and put them all in chronological order so you guys could go to one playlist that kind of go through the journey that I went through. They hit the first video on the list. So now my list starts with a video that has the restrictions all over it. It's fucking ridiculous. And then they struck the second interview I did with Fetzer out of the three, the one where I was on his show. They just put offensive content on that one as well. And even funnier part, guys, these aren't even videos. They're strictly audio uploaded with a thumbnail. And people, you know, people listen to audio just on YouTube as well. So I figured I'd put them up there to get more people. Some of them got a few thousand, which, you know, for a small channel is good. Especially, you know, you guys want to talk about topics that – we'll talk about 9-11 a little bit, John. So you guys want to talk about topics that are taboo, right? You guys want to talk about flat earth. Well, you guys want to talk about the Mandela effect, right? My views on 9-11 would trump the hatred that those topics get fucking tenfold. You try talking about no deaths, no victims on 9-11 and see the hatred that you get. You know, we've been talking about it for 8 years. You know, there's been a small handful of us that have been talking about it for a long time. A few more people are coming around to it in the last year or so, but it's still a very small majority. I mean, you guys know, if you guys were looking into 9-11, I mean, even just to say no planes in you know, 2010, 2011, even that's just strictly taboo back then. Now I feel most people are awake to no planes. My problem is with 9-11, with people not being able to go back. See, we were talking about 9-11 and no victims before all these obvious shootings and everything. So it's not even like we had to see all that. Oh, maybe 9-11 was like that. But now, for those of you that have seen all these fake events And I'm not even going to name them one by one. You know what they are, because I name them, they're just going to hit my channel. You guys know what they are, right? All of them, right? You see that. You see these crisis actors that you guys all talk about. You guys see the CGI with NASA, right? Well, we were talking about all this shit with these actors, CGI and Photoshop with 9/11. We've been trying to tell you this whole time. Why don't you take your new eyes that you've gotten from these so-called false flag shootings, which, you know, the hoaxes and whatnot. Why don't you take the eyes that you have now, the eyes that you have from looking at fucking fake satellites in space and all these fake pictures of Earth and everything. Take those eyes and go look at 9/11. And you're going to see a whole new scenario, you know, a whole new scenario. You know, you want to tell people, oh, well, you know how you have the people on your friends list on Facebook and whatever social media you're on, whatever networks, you have the people that are like, they cling on to the shootings or whatnot. And you're like, you try and tell them. Some of them you just ignore, but the ones you do want to talk to, you tell them, oh, well, you just, the emotional attachment. And you understand, because they don't understand yet. And if they think kids are dying and whatnot, there's that emotional attachment, right? And but then some of them, you'll get more aggressive. You'll be like, it's just emotional attachment. How can you believe this? This is fake. This is fake. So why are you going to hang on to this? But then you turn around and you do the same thing for 9/11. When the fact remains is there isn't one video of anybody fleeing the towers on 9/11. Think about this. Let's lay the scenario. You're told there's 50,000 people in there. Even if that's exaggerated by 100%, it's 25,000 people. Okay, let's say there's 25,000 people in there. In the media's backyard, where 52 amateurs supposedly caught, it's much more than just an inside job, Barris, though. So just hear me out here. So 52 amateurs supposedly caught an off-course unexpected jet. So most of you guys know that that's bullshit, okay? So we can eliminate that. But even after that, okay, we're to believe that they're doing street interviews. None of these people that filmed the jet filmed the street. None of them. Now, you can just say, well, those aren't real people. The jet's not real. I know that. Okay, we can throw that out. Then you guys know that the Harley guy isn't real. Like, you know he's an actor. You know he's set there to say, oh, I saw the second plane, and then I saw the buildings collapse, mostly due to structural failure because the fire was just too intense, right? And Rick Leventhal's interviewing him on the street. So you've got all these reporters out there in New York City, which is the media capital of the world. You got people doing street interviews for an hour before the towers came down because they were there right away. Towers took like an hour and 15, hour and a half to come down, right? I forget the exact numbers. It's been so long, but that's about how long it took. So they're all there filming on the street. You got four helicopters allegedly in the air. All they're doing is filming a hole in the building. Nobody films the chaos of however many thousands of people you want to say are in there. Tens of thousands of people running out of the towers. Nobody films that chaos. Every reporter in the world would be fighting to get that shot. It would be the absolute slam dunk fucking Pulitzer Prize winning shot of all time, most dramatic video of all time, people fleeing the towers, and it doesn't exist. And then you'll try and just brush that off. You'll also brush off that over 2,500 death certificates don't exist and over 2,900 families didn't collect their benefits. You don't see how all this just, you can only have so many things add up where something isn't right here. And then there's people that will say, oh, well, I know the planes are fake. And I know some people like this. I'm not trying to offend you guys. I know the planes are fake. I know there weren't thousands of people. But, you know, the fucking 343 firefighters died, Brian. And that is just clearly showing your emotional attachment. How is there any more validity to that than the other people? And then you guys just have to use your NASA eyes. Use the eyes you use for NASA. Go through the victim memorials. Look at all the Photoshop victims. There's literally, they'll have a picture of somebody. And then they'll have a Photoshopped clone of it split in the other memorial. So there's more than two memorials, but the two major ones are the Voices of September Memorial and the CNN one. Those are the two major online memorials with the collection of the, you know, the almost 3,000 victims, right? Those are the two major memorials. And what they would do is they had these they weren't real people. I mean, they might have been real people that, you know, posed for the photograph at one point in time, but they weren't the people that were portrayed to be victims. They had one picture of it. They would Photoshop it with they have, say, for instance, I'd be a victim of 9/11. I'd have my uncle with me, and my uncle have his arm around me for like a hug for the picture. The second picture would be the same picture of me, and my uncle would just be photoshopped out, and they would both be represented as two real pictures. That fucking is crazy. It's happened thousands of times where they just change the color of the background, shit like this, in all of them. And think about how disrespectful it would be to Photoshop out a loved one of a victim's photo. That just absolutely would never be allowed. And these are the same people that don't have death certificates. These are the same people who worked on floors, allegedly, that were never even finished. It's all fucking nonsense. Even the foot traffic that they created coming out. John, I bet you're happy. You got me going on 9/11. Even the foot traffic. And if you want, call in. The number is 978. Hold on. I'll put the number in the chat. Yeah, so even the foot traffic that you guys all seen, well, they closed one of the two major bridges, you know? Miss Ali, Brian, great stuff, but mate, you've got way off topic. Well, I mean, that's just, you know, I'm going to get back to the other stuff in a minute. I'm known to go all over the place, so. They closed the George Washington Bridge, and it just doubled the foot traffic, and you could see people walking with shopping bags and whatnot. They weren't people coming from the towers. So, yeah, back to the other stuff. So with the 9/11, guys, I mean, just check out my playlist, but check out my website too, therealnewsonline.com. Let's see. Where else was I at? I lost my train of thought for a second. I don't know, but yeah. So, you know, the thing with 9/11 is it's like there's layers to it, just like every other deception. Like, just for instance, if you look into the Mandela effect or you look into the flat earth, like there's so many layers to it. So saying that 9/11 is an inside job, well, that's like saying the planes are spraying fucking chemtrails. Like, yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah, everybody knows Building 7 wasn't hit by the plane, so it can't come down. And that's just a rabbit trail, because no matter what, they don't care what theory you believe. They don't care what – yeah, I'm going to go off topic right now. I have to. So they don't care – I got 9/11 on my mind. So they don't care what theory you believe, right? They don't care if it's Judy Wood and her bullshit directed energy weapon theory on 9/11. They don't care if it's Dmitry Kalasov and the mini nuke theory. They don't care if it's thermite, bombs in the building, terrorists on the airplanes, fucking laser beams from space. These were all things they pushed out there. It's actually the government that pushed all these theories, at least the major ones. They pushed it. They muscled them through because they all have one thing in common. They all support the idea of 3,000 deaths, or even the people that are no planners that still think all the victims in the towers, minus 250, you're still talking about like 2,740 deaths allegedly, right? So it still pushes the same agenda, the same fear. The media keeps their credibility, and everybody gets their false patriotism. Everybody has their agenda versus Muslims. All the fucking boxes are checked. The reason they have the big agenda versus no planes. If you realize the planes aren't real, two things happen, at least for me. I realize the planes aren't real. You have two options. The planes aren't real. So you believe what I believe, that they were computer-generated images, or you can believe somebody like Fetza that they're holograms, which I completely debunked on his show. Okay? And the problem with holograms, that keeps the media off the hook. Because that means there would be holograms in the sky. The media was just filming what they saw, just like the average pedestrian that was fooled by it. So they would be off the hook. But if it's computer-generated images and it's on the media's footage, well, that means it was on the footage in their machine, like they doctored the footage or somebody doctored it for them and they willingly put it on the air. So then it's the media and probably the military and whoever else involved. And then once the media is involved, at least for me, the whole house of cards just crumbles, because you have there's no more faith and compassion in anything they say, because it's all complete bullshit. You have to throw it all out. Kennedy Walker said Zeitgeist was made by a show. I remember Zeitgeist was like a huge thing already when I got into looking into topics like 9/11 and whatnot. But I did go back and watch it. I don't have any solid memory of what I saw in it or if I even liked it. There were a lot of documentaries that we all saw, and it's hard to tell people to go watch them because now looking back, I know there's a lot of disinformation in them. But I would still send somebody that's new to something like Loose Change, the third edition or something. Even though there's so much bullshit, at least if they're new to thinking 9/11's an inside job or whatever, that'll get the ball rolling. And then I would catch back up with them and then send them more and take them along in steps. And that's why I put my playlist in order, so you can go along in steps. Man, some of you guys that have never heard this, so like, Brian's losing it here, man. We really liked him talking about Mandela Effect, and now he's saying no victims and this and that. How much have you investigated the victims, okay? And not only that, like I said before on other shows, if you think I'm spot on with Mandela Effect, and I'm spot on with Flat Earth, well, give me the credit to go and look into my 9/11 stuff. You know what I mean? Give me the credit to go and look into it. Try and debunk it. Just like you try and find the curvature. Try and debunk it. See where it goes. You know what I mean? See where it goes. See what you see. It's just another big operation, just like other events in the past, which we won't mention because we know will be, you know, 6 million and whatnot. Come on. So why can't they hoax a 9/11? I mean, especially in New York City. You think about it, people say, well, New York City's too many people. You can't do that there. No, that's why you do it there. It's perfect. First off, think of all the big buildings around you. Those towers look huge from those panoramic shots and the skyline and shit. And they are. They're absolutely mammoth. They were, right? But so are many other buildings. So when you're anywhere on the street level and whatnot, almost anywhere, you can't see the towers. You're obstructed by other buildings. And then you guys know how NASA and whatnot compartmentalize things because they have so many people and they just put you here and you know about this piece but not that. You know about this process but not that. You don't connect the dots. You guys, a lot of you people get that. You can do the same thing if you're in a huge city like New York with all the fire departments and whatnot. You roll up, your firehouse, oh no, this part's covered. You guys go over here on the perimeter. And they just keep sending people different parts on the perimeter, insignificant parts where they're not going to, you know what I mean? Then they have a certain crew that just has the area sealed off and they just bring down the empty buildings. And that's it. Just another demolition. Like a regular demolition. Like people talk about how it was a controlled demolition. Yeah, just like any other one. No people inside. I mean, look at the stuff with the jumpers, you know? You guys think this is crazy. If you go and look at the footage of the jumpers, which a lot of people think is the most dramatic thing of 9/11, right? So you see all the people coming out the windows, and the windows are like 3.5 feet tall, and they've got them like open, and they're all squeezing out the windows. They're not shattered. They're open, and they're all like squeezing out the small windows, right? Well, if you actually look into how big the windows really were in the World Trade Center, like different photographs we have from the inside and whatnot and different specs of the building from before then, all the windows were 7 feet tall. We even have pictures of people standing in the window frame to show you the scope of it. All are shatterproof. They don't open. So what are we seeing with people coming out 3-foot windows, 4-foot windows? What we're seeing is obviously people filmed on a stage set that isn't built to scale. That's exactly what you were seeing. There's even a ridiculous image of a woman holding a baby out the window. But no kids died on 9/11, allegedly, you know, according to their story, you know? It's all a bunch of disinformation and just one big giant hoax. One big giant hoax like the rest of them. Yeah, so if you guys, you know, I wish you guys would check it out. And yeah, I do want to do another 9/11 show soon. And I've had trouble. James has been busy, hasn't been able to get on. And you know, I do shows with Paul and Gloria all the time now, and they know, you know, we talk about Flat Earth, the Mandela Effect, and but they don't, you know, they weren't really into the 9/11 stuff like I was back in the day. So I do want to I'll plan something soon. And if John, you want to call in, or if I have a couple other people that want to call in, maybe we can get a nice little round table going. see who else I can get. You know, there's very few people, you know, as you know, that will talk about this and have a good conversation about it. But I could probably think of one or two people. We'd probably throw something together in the near future. That'd be good. I'd like to definitely get another 9/11 show going. Any of you guys in the chat have any questions or anybody want to call in? I wish that caller I called earlier would call in. Let me put the chat and the phone number back in. If not, I mean, I'm probably going to wrap it up soon. But I kind of want to stay on. We got 34 people here. What do you guys want to talk about? How about that? What do you guys want to talk about right now? Let me take a sip of my coffee. Ball Earth nonsense, Kennedy says. You guys want to talk about that? All right. For those of you that are new to this channel, you'll notice that, you know, my videos don't have the most views. My videos are never going to have the most views. And you know why? I don't make content for views. I'm not saying that everybody that makes content on one topic is doing it for the view reason. But where you talk about topics, we have a phone call right now. So hang on, guys. Dose of Reality. You're on with Brian Stavely. Who's this? Hello? I don't hear you. Hello, caller. Hang on, caller. Let me just double check my sound settings. I should be good, though. Yes. Yes, I am good. Caller, I don't hear you. I don't know why. Yep, sorry, Carl. You'll have to try back. No volume. You want to mention a scene in Eustabissa Doubtfire? Will she tell you? Know, Looking Glass too. There's another Mandela effect in Mrs. Doubtfire as well, with the drive-by fruiting and the run-by fruiting or walk-by fruiting, whatever it is, changing. And who is the mother in Mrs. Doubtfire? Well, you know, the mother. Sally Fields, again, okay? These are people that are involved in multiple ones, and we were talking about that, you know? So, Anthony Daniels. Let's get back to Anthony Daniels, all right? And a caller that called in, I'm sorry. I don't know why I couldn't hear you. I've never had that problem where I just heard nothing on the Google thing. Try again, and I don't mind trying again. I wish I could have got you through. Anthony Daniels, for instance, is the guy that plays C-3PO in Star Wars. Okay. Now, as you guys know, C-3PO is one of the biggest ones for me. Hey, Kirk J in the chat said she visited her brother at CERN in December 12, 2012. Yeah, I know. It was actually on that day as well. I didn't know that. See, I believe that is grandstanding in our face. To keep us away, again, the diversion from our collective consciousness and to blame it on CERN. But yeah, her brother works there. Yeah, we were talking about that. By the way, guys, we have 37 in the chat live right now, 38. I just went 38. Do me one favor. There's only 16 thumbs up. Everybody thumb up the video, please. Everybody. And let's share this with your friends after I get some more subs for the channel. What I was talking about with the multiple topics is where I talk about different topics like 9/11 media fakery, which is different than talking about 9/11. Amongst the community, you can talk about 9/11, being an inside job by anybody. You start talking about the stuff I talk about, I'm only in like one 9/11 group now on Facebook. I've been kicked out of every group, and not because I'm rude to people, okay? When you talk about these topics, Flat Earth, Mandela Effect, 9/11, media fakery and whatnot, and you talk about different ones on one show like I do, you get a lot of hate for it. I mean, there's a lot of groups I'm in. If it's a Flat Earth group or a Mandela Effect group, I'll take hate just for sharing my shows where they'll talk about both, or both of them will be in the title or in the summary of the show. Oh, you know Flat Earth isn't allowed in this group. Well, you know Mandela Effect is against the rules of this group. It's like, wow, dude, did you even listen to the show? Like, the other topic might have only been mentioned for fucking 5 minutes. You know what I mean? They don't know. So because of that, my videos are never going to get the tons of views. But let's do what we can amongst the people that are, you know, the people that only look into one topic. I mean, come on. There's all types of stuff that connects, okay? You need to look into it all. It all connects, and it all helps you research other topics, you know, things that'll come in, but you have knowledge from another topic that gives you a new set of perspective to look on it. Kind of like how I said, once you know the shootings are fake and you go back and look at a fake terror attack and realize, oh, well, this isn't even a real event. This is no different than Vegas. This is no different than Pulse. This is no different than Colorado. You know what I mean? Oh, these crisis actors are just like we saw over there. What's the difference? You know what I mean? That's like why I make my point about JFK to people. I don't understand why people in the truth community have there's a few things they cling on to. And one of them is that JFK was assassinated because JFK was this good guy that spoke out against the government and was going to change everything. You know, we go around and tell everybody how every president is a puppet and they're controlled. And that's correct. I believe that. I believe some were a little more than that, like George Bush Sr. when he died a few weeks ago. We did a show that day. He's somebody that obviously was a lot more than just a puppet. He was actually pulling a lot of other people's strings, even when he was vice president, okay? But then people turn around and say, well, JFK was a good one. Well, they're not even saying he was the last good one. They're saying the people before him were controlled, but somehow he just slipped through the cracks and he wasn't controlled. I don't even think the dude was assassinated because you don't need to assassinate him. You don't need to assassinate him. You're going to push the same fear. Don't ever speak out because even the president will get a bullet. And if you think about it, dude, if you think about it, faking killing the president is the easiest to do out of anything because you already got total – you can totally seal the area off and be not suspicious doing it, okay? You can replace any type of local police force or anything you want with federal agents of yours. So all these other people don't have to be in on nothing. Okay, you can do that. And you also can test run the fucking thing in broad daylight because you're assassinating them in the motorcade. If you go out there 3 days before and run a fucking motorcade through the streets just to test it out, nobody's going to think nothing of it. They're going to think that's what you got to do for your security detail to make sure it's secure and you all this shit. You know? Crazy. The whole Kennedy thing's crazy, though. When you get into Kennedy, and then it starts getting Mandela affected, and it's like, oh, my God, dude. Because, you know, Kennedy, like, the residue on Kennedy's crazy. Because, so you got the two museums, and they've got the one in Boston and the one in Virginia, the Presidential Museum. And they got the replica of the car, and it's only four-seater. But even on top of that, the Secret Service reenactment, where they ran one of these motorcades through, but after the fact, to recreate the scene, to figure out the crime, study ballistics, and they used a four-seater. Why would they ever use a four-seater if it was a six? And skeptics of the Mandela effect will tell me, oh, well, Lincoln wouldn't make the government another six-seater. And, I mean, that might just be the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, they could tell them, no, we're not making you a six-seater. And even if they, why would they even want to tell them no? It would be the best advertisement ever for their car, and it would be for fucking free. They'd be parading it through the streets for the reenactment of the JFK murder. You're telling me they're not just going to make them another one of the right car? That's what people will tell you. It's a four-seater. Look at the footage of it. It's on YouTube still. It's like a 20-minute video. You can watch the whole thing rolling through the streets. Four-seater. Four-seater. It's crazy stuff. Crazy. Yeah, the museums, not even just the museums, Looking Glass, the museums, the fucking Time Magazine, all sorts of shit, dude. The Oswald trial, I went in and watched the Oswald trial, which is such a fucking joke, right? But there's no mention of a six-seater anywhere in the trial. You know what I mean? It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Even, I mean, look at the whole scene's changed. You know, we've talked about this before. Hey, I got something to talk about. Some of you guys, I think I brought it up once, like a week ago. Somebody called in and mentioned, I think I brought it up on another show, but there's a lot of people here that might not have heard about it. What do you guys know about Torpedo Alley? Huh? Torpedo Alley. So listen to this one. So as you guys know, my number one Mandela effect is Black Tom and the Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island. And yes, I put them all together, but it's all about the Statue of Liberty. And you know what I mean? It's all tied to it. But now there's this other huge one where it's the Germans again. Supposedly in 1941, 5,000 people were killed and 500 boats were sank, ships, off the coast of North Carolina, and a lot of the 5,000 people were civilians. Have you guys heard about this? I've never heard about this in my life, dude. Ever. I haven't found anybody that's heard about this yet. How, you know, and you guys heard my views a minute ago on 9/11, but still, if the number of the 3,000 they give you, if 5,000 people were killed in an attack in 1941, why didn't we hear about this? Yeah, Miss Ali, I heard there's a film now, but before this, in the last few months or whatever, right? Say in the last year or so, and I know it's an old film. Had you ever heard of the film before? That's the question. Have you? I've seen that they have the film from like the 50s, but have you ever heard of the film before this fact, before you heard of the Mandela Effect? Because I hadn't. I've never heard of that event. And again, this would bump the whole timeline with 9/11 because they told us so many times 9/11 was the second foreign attack on U.S. soil. Pearl Harbor was the first. Well, you also got, you know, the Black Tom. And then now you got Torpedo Alley. So now 9/11 would be the fourth. And I've heard them say it was the second in every 9/11 documentary, every fucking, what do you call it? Everything. People watch the ships sink. It's funny too, Miss Ali, because off the coast of North Carolina, where they say the Torpedo Alley was and the ships are sunk, there's also this island that just popped up overnight that people noticed. This girl actually messaged me, a friend of the show, and when because she lives there, and she said this island just came up overnight. And then, you know, like a few days later, a lot of people were making videos on it and stuff. It's just crazy. It's a crazy world we live in, man. Crazy world. Hey, people can think we're nuts for talking about this stuff, but you know what? People already think I'm nuts. So, and I'm glad you guys all came in. We hit 39 viewers today live. That's the biggest ever. What do you guys think about the language changing? The English language keeps changing. Words like misspelled dilemma, fucking man. For me, definitely was spelled different. Cemetery. A lot of words, and I refuse to type them the new way. I refuse to. I typed them the way I remember. But again, if we walked around and we said things the way they're supposed to be now, yes, dilemma with an N. Dilemma is a huge one, and I know it's not pronounced dilemma. I'm just saying that to enunciate the N, even though it's silent. But listen, guys, the reason dilemma is bigger than any other spelling change that I've seen, because not only are we all spelling it with an N, not only are we all supposedly spelling this one obscure word wrong, right? We're all spelling it wrong. We're all spelling it exactly the same as each other. But let's think about it. We're all putting in a random silent letter where it doesn't belong? No, man, that can't happen. That's not what's happening. You know what I mean? It changed to what our memories were, what our reality was. It's changed. How about the apostrophe? You know what I forgot to show you guys last week, too? Remember we talked about the apostrophe after the S, like the Bridget Jones Diary? I don't know if you guys remember. I want to bring that up for a second to show you guys. Hang on. Jones. Shit. Give me one second. I need to show you guys this picture because I had another one to show you. Where's my I just got to find my last show that I had the show prep for. 12:22? No, that's not it. If I don't find it right here, I'll forget about it till later. All right. Well, you guys can Google this anyways. It's easy to do. So we talked about like a – no, it's not just a spell check thing, Kennedy. Kennedy, you'll get spell checked off of using dilemma with an N, and it's never existed. It's always been a double M. And it's funny, too, because a lot of times you can see when the changes are going to happen because the spell checks or the change will start to happen and the spell check won't change yet. Like, it's crazy stuff. The one I was going to show was, like, Bridget Jones' Diary, or, for instance, if you were going to say Keep Up with the Joneses or something like that, a name that ends in an S. You know how you would put an apostrophe after it, right? We talked about this. Now, the proper way to do it is to put an apostrophe S. So like the movie Bridget Jones' Diary, you guys can Google it right now. Bridget Jones Diary is J-O-N-E-S apostrophe S. It looks fucking ridiculous. And if you go back, you'll start to see this pattern over all sorts of stuff that's already been released and everything. And then if you look at the 70s show, I forgot to show this last week. Go and look at the 70s show logo. The apostrophe, instead of being 70 apostrophe S, the apostrophe got moved and it's before the 7 now. It's apostrophe 70S, 70s show. Shit like this just keeps bouncing around. It's pretty creepy, man. It's pretty creepy stuff. But listen, you guys know, right? You guys know we're not crazy. I know we're not crazy. These people that say we're crazy, fuck these guys. You know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous, dude. Everybody knows Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearing House. Everybody knows. Everybody. And that's it. I think that's about it. I think that's probably all I got today. Unless you guys have some questions you want to ask me. Yeah, Thirst for Truth said the McDonald's logo in the 50s and 60s. That one's ridiculous. We showed that like a week ago. I'll do a screen share, Thirst. I'll show that for the people that haven't seen it. Because that is, you know, that's something else right there. Look at this. So this apparently was the McDonald's logo in the late 50s and then in the 60s. Shit, man. I haven't found anybody who remembers this. I've never seen this shit in my life, dude. Never. Absolutely crazy. We show the last show. Charles Schulz. It's Schulz now. There's not Schultz. Remember Charles Schulz with the T? That's who wrote the Peanuts. Charlie Brown and all that. Look at this. T's gone. It's never been there. You're supposed to just be crazy. Dude, everybody knows it's Charles M. Schulz. It's said on every book at the bottom. Charles M. Schulz. Deny this is happening if you want. But you know. But you know it's happening. Because these ones that you just know, like Snow White. You know that shit, dude. You know? Know that shit. But I'm going to stop the screen share. Yeah, that McDonald's one is crazy, right, guys? Yeah, I've never seen that in my life. Nobody's seen that. Hey, you know what's funny to watch too, guys? I forget the name of this guy's channel. Is it Edge of Wonder? I'm not sure. It's two guys that were reviewing movies. No, those are the guys that actually talk about the Mandela Effect. It's another channel that was – he reviews movies. He did a series on movie misquotes. And it was a four-part series, and you can only imagine what was on there. It wasn't misquotes at all. It was fucking – there were a couple misquotes. It was like 80, 90% Mandela effects, and he just didn't realize it. And it's I'm going to put that in the comments after. You guys got to check that out. It's pretty funny stuff. It's pretty funny stuff. Kennedy Walker, I deny it. It's almost the same as the ball earth deception. Pitches can be altered. Kennedy Walker, pitches in your own possession are being changed. Pitches in your own possession. A picture I took of me in front of the screen with C-3PO to show his silver leg to somebody else changed, and now he has black gloves in the picture, which just came into our existence, like, not that long ago, a few months ago, whatever it was. Your own stuff in your house will change, Kennedy Walker. Okay? So, like, I'm telling you, C-3PO has a silver leg. You probably know C-3PO is all gold, right? If you take your own copy of Star Wars that's in your house and pop it in, the original three Star Wars, and you pop it in, he's going to have the silver leg. If you have Wizard of Oz and you pop it in, Scarecrow's going to have a pistol. Then a few months later, you pop it in again, and it changed again. And the Tin Man with the axe, the oil can, he has a wrench, yay big now, bigger than his axe. Pop it in. Yeah, so people, it's not people altering this stuff. It's actually changing the stuff in your own possession. My Superman movies, I pumped them in. Christopher Reeve now, not Reeves. His own Superman costume that he wore on the set in 78 or whatever it was, embroidered on the tags inside the costume. Christopher Reeves from the movie studio, the costume that cost probably tens of thousands of dollars. Christopher Reeves. Timmy in the Well. Let's talk about Timmy in the Well. Have you guys seen Timmy in the Well? Timmy in the Well is an episode of Lassie that, you know, I used to watch Nickelodeon a lot when I was a little, probably a lot of you did. I used to watch Lassie, and the most iconic episode was when Timmy fell in a well, and he sent Lassie back to town. She went to town. She started barking for help. What's that, Lassie? Timmy's in a well? And then they came and they got Timmy out of the well. If you go on YouTube and you go to Timmy in the Well, there's endless parodies that people did where people would run a video camera and they would film themselves and their own dog. And they would make their dog speak. And they'd be like, what's that, Lassie? Timmy's in the well. And this, it's mad goofy. It's funny, right? It's goofy. And there's like so many of them. And they're all mimicking that scene, Timmy in the Well, because it's the most iconic Lassie scene. And everybody wants to say their dog is smart and Lassie. And you get it, right? Now that episode has never existed. So where did all these people get this fucking convoluted idea to parody a scene of an episode that never existed? Because it's all over YouTube. You can sit there all day and laugh at it and watch people imitate the famous Timmy in the Well episode. But Timmy's never been in the well. It's insane. If you own old tapes or DVDs of I Love Lucy, the most famous line. Ricky Ricardo said it almost every time he came in the door, in my memory. Lucy, you got some splaining to do, because she was always in trouble. If you go and watch Mad TV, Saturday Night Live, these are the shows that do parodies of these things that we remember. They all do them the same way we remember that never existed. So Mad TV has a few times they did I Love Lucy, and everyone, Lucy, you got some splaining to do. He's never said, Lucy, you got some splaining to do, and I Love Lucy now. Judge Judy's never had a gavel now. Been erased from existence. Speaking of Sinbad, we spoke of Sinbad earlier, and I forgot to get back to it. Guys, give me 2 minutes. I have to go pee. All right, one second. One second. Take a sip of my drink. Kennedy, you're making my point. You say they wanted you to disregard your senses. Exactly. Your memory being one of them. Okay? You say people can trick you with the YouTube videos and making fake videos. I'm not talking about just relying on people's videos, though. Again, I pop in my own physical copies, and they've changed to what I know that they were. And I've watched them change incrementally, like Star Wars and Wizard of Oz. As I'm looking for changes, one change will happen. I'll show people. And then another change will happen. Maybe even several changes, like in Star Wars and in Wizard of Oz, especially Star Wars, which has like 20 different changes in it. Derek earlier spoke of Sybil Shepherd, how she had dropped the L on her name. And it's now, she had added a second L on her name. Now it's two L's, Sybil with two L's. It's absolutely retarded. Well, the same thing has happened to Mark Hamill from Star Wars. Now Mark Hamill has two L's. He never had two L's, okay? R2-D2 never had these brown wires at the bottom of his feet. He just got these a couple months ago. I've been staring at Star Wars at least since late 2014, looking at these changes and looking for more changes. And especially with C-3PO, R2-D2 was always right next to him, and he never had these wires. They just came into existence. Now, if you go back and you look at old images, yes, on the internet, yes, they have the Y's. And yes, people could trick you with that. People could trick you with YouTube videos. But I put in my own movies that I've had for years and years and years and never had those wires. I put them in, and he has the wires now on his leg. It doesn't matter if it's made by deceivers, dude. Kenny's not getting it. I can't keep hopping on that. Somebody else can help him out. Ball Earth occultists made this stuff. I believe, you know, the Ball Earth people are terrible. The people that are pushing that, I agree with you on that. But this is not just a trick. It's not. It's proven by the residue, bro. It's proven by the residue. So, you know, and I appreciate that you're here listening to the show. And I'll point you out to some other videos that are a little help you out a little more along the beginning phases of looking into this. I appreciate that you're here, man, and you're asking questions. But the things in your own house have changed, Kennedy. It's not just going on Google, and it's not just going on YouTube. Anybody else want to call in? Because I'll open – the phones are open. It's 978-435-0006. If I don't take a call in the next few minutes, I am going to wrap it up. I think I'm pretty much out of what I need to say. And my fucking throat is getting a little sore. But, hey, everybody, this 38 here. Make sure you guys all thumb it up. I only have 23 right now. Everybody thumb it up. You guys, make sure you sub this channel, my backup channel, and sub Paul's channel as well. They're all linked below. And Gloria's Facebook page is there, okay? If anybody needs to contact me, my email is below. Yeah, Kennedy, really cool, brother. I appreciate you here. And I have a video that will really explain what I'm trying to explain to you. Because I know we are at a little bit of an advanced stage of where you're at right now, trying to learn about it. But I have stuff for all different steps of people, and I got a great video for you. If you go to my playlist that says Dose of Reality right on my channel, it's the first playlist. It's where all my videos are. There's one video. Oh, it's actually also the default video if you're not subbed. It's the default video that plays on my channel. But it says how you know the Mandela Effect is 100% real. Just watch it because you're going to see so many things. Then you're gonna understand, oh, okay. Because even geography is changing your anatomy. How can, you know, the internet or the government change your anatomy, bro? I mean, your anatomy is changing. Your structure of your ribs, there's now bones in the back of your eye sockets. And I know this sounds fucking ridiculous, but it's true. Your anatomy is changing. Your geography, events in history, all this stuff is changing. It's really crazy. Really, really crazy. But I think that's it for today. I want to thank everybody. You've been listening to Dose of Reality, Brian Stavely. I'll be back Saturday with Gloria and Paul. And I will be on Thursday for my Awakening episode 19 with Simone Hill. Okay, for those of you that don't know what my – yeah, it's one of the first videos on the playlist, Kennedy. Dose of Reality list, it's probably in the top 8 videos. For those of you that don't know, I do the My Awakening series where I interview various researchers in different communities. And I get their personal awakening journey. And it's not about a point-by-point discussion of me agreeing and disagreeing with their theories. I get their story, steps they took, their journey, the different topics they went through, and how it's affected them personally and stuff like that and what type of goals that they see for the future and whatnot. And it's been really good so far. I suggest you guys also check that out, the My Awakening playlist, okay? There's people of all different topics, whether you're here, you know, whatever you're here for. And there's a whole bunch of really, really good ones on there. My interview is on there as well. If you're interested in my story, it's also on there. I think it's like episode 15 or so, okay? So everybody, please sub the channel. Please share. And, yeah, please check out my site, therealnewsonline.com. Okay, that's where everything is always archived. And I have many more shows that aren't on YouTube going all the way back to 2010. The topics you can't talk about on here, like Sandy Hook and whatnot, that I know they'll just shut my channel down. My specials, my web pages I built on that, and all the blogs I've ever written, they're all on therealnewsonline.com. Make sure you keep that because when they do shut this down eventually and I'm in the midst of figuring out another platform, whatever, my audios will always be there and you'll be able to follow me there and find out where I'm at and all my links will always be there and whatnot, okay? So thank you, everybody. Have a good night.